Welcome to TH Radio. Today's programme is presented by Ben,
Oliver,
Sophia,
Daniel,
Alex,
Alice,
William,
and Harry.
In this show, we are talking about being British. Coming up,
the royal family, fish and chips, or a cup of tea. What makes you feel British?
We talk about British values and why they are important.
And our friends at Funnel House tell us why they're proud to be British.
Rule of law is basically when you can't argue with the Queen.
Rule of law means that you can't kill someone.
Just before half term, we held a British Day in Hinlip and Tiverton. We learned about British values like democracy, which means having the right to vote.
If you're a boy, can you put your hands down? Only the girls are allowed to vote.
What?
Yes!
It got us thinking about what it is like to be British and what we feel about living in Britain.
Are you glad that you live in Britain? And if so, why?
Yes, because there's Stonehenge, castle ruins and Big Ben and other famous landmarks.
In some countries, they don't have clean water. We have clean water, so you can just turn the tap on and you can get clean water.
I'm glad of living in Britain because I feel safe and there's people around you to protect you.
It's a rich country and not many countries are rich.
What things make you feel British or remind you of Britain?
Things which remind me of Britain or make me feel British is fish and chips and lovely cream teas.
The Union Jack flag, because it reminds me of all the different countries.
The England football team and cricket, because I like cricket.
The English language.
The British flag and telephone boxes and the royal people.
Really, the TV shows and the books.
All in all, we feel lucky to live here because we have everything we need. This piece of music makes us feel proud to be British. We wanted other people's views on being British, so we went to Funnel House, where we met two Jacks, Elaine, Joyce, Marion and Stella.
If you had to live abroad, what would you miss most about Britain?
My family, really. My husband wanted to go to Australia and I wouldn't go because I wanted to stay home close to my family.
We can travel about from the south of England right to the north of Scotland and everywhere is different.
It's a beautiful island. We're lucky that we've got the sea all around us, that nobody can come and take us over.
We are learning about British values. What would you say are British values?
Well, being able to go where I please.
I think within reason we're allowed to speak our own mind. We are listened to nearly always.
I think most important value is honesty. You can look at somebody and believe what they say.
What do you like most about British people?
The fact that we've welcomed a lot of other people because we realise they want a better life, the life that we've got.
I wouldn't like to be anything else, shall I put it that way?
Back in school, we interviewed Jeff, who is a school governor. He is also the minister of the Baptist Church in Fernal Heath, and sometimes he visits other countries.
Sometimes, when you go to a different country, and then you come back to your own country, it makes you look afresh, differently, where you've lived all your life. Because sometimes you don't appreciate the things that we have. One of the things when I came back recently from Africa were the opportunities that we have. I'm just about to send a small box of books to Africa and I know my friends are going to be so excited to receive a little box of books. And we have shelves and shelves which we can just take for granted, but we have opportunities to read, to learn.
One of our values is to respect and accept different faiths. What are different faiths?
Well, I'm a Christian, so I'm a follower of Jesus, and I read the Bible, and I go to a church. But there are other people who believe in different things about God and about life. Muslim, Jew, Sikh, Hindu, and some people who have no faith at all don't believe that there's a God. So we have different views on how we think of God, and that may affect how we live as well.
Why is it so important to respect and accept different faiths?
Isn't life better when we all are friends together? If we really want to get to know one another, we need to listen to one another. We need to understand how we live, what people believe in. And usually when we do that, we become friends.
We learned a lot from Jeff about respecting people who are different to you. We think it is a very important British value.
Tolerance, rule of law,
liberty,
democracy.
On TH Radio.
Are you ready to guess the mystery sound?
Now it's time for the mystery sound. We've chosen something typically British. Do you recognise this sound? It comes from a well-known British TV programme.
If you know what that is, put your hand up at the end of the show.
That's it from us. I hope you've learnt something about British values. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.
Goodbye.